those are the things that make you as a parent really enjoy the values and what you're doing and how you're raising your children.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's up, everybody? Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood podcast online. I'm very happy to have Kyle Busch. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on?
Looking forward to chatting with you, of course, about racing and NASCAR, of course. We're going to get in that in a second, but of course, I love bringing guys like yourself on to talk about fatherhood. People follow you, and I know a lot of people do on social media. They see the cool adventures you and your son have. So, you know, talk about something that, you know, your son has taught you about life or yourself in general, sir.
Obviously, it's been really good. We've had a lot of fun here the last little bit. We just kind of got into go-kart racing. They're called outlaw karts, but you know, he's been doing well. And, in the beginning, it was kind of a rough start. You know, he would, in an 8-lap heat race, he would go 2 laps down, but about 2 months in, things really started to click for him. He really started to understand and gain some confidence and get out there and run hard. And he's won a few times, definitely learned a lot. And, the kids that he's all around are older than him. He's actually the youngest kid out there, but he's picking up on it and doing a good job. So it's been fun to watch. I think the biggest thing that I've kind of learned is obviously the patience aspect and, you know, let the kid be a kid and go out there and have fun with his friends, but also go out there and race and compete, you know, learn the tricks of the trade, if you will, about racing and what it takes to be good and successful. And it'll grow over time.
No doubt, man. And I know that you and your wife, Samantha, do great work just raising awareness for people who are trying to have a baby. So when you found out that you guys were pregnant, what was kind of going through your mind in the sense of like, I'm guessing a bunch of relief, but what were some of the things that you were processing while you found out you guys were going to have your son?
Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago, but, you know, obviously we've had our struggles in being able to conceive naturally. So, we had to go through IVF and, you know, trying to figure out what was going on and why we were having the issues we were having was, trying. It was hard, you know, you not getting answers from the doctors and getting, I don't knows and, hey, drink more water and that sort of stuff. It was really kind of weird. But, once we kind of got down to the science of it, it became a little bit more apparent. So, you know, once we learned that we were pregnant with Brexton, though, it was very exciting, and we were ready because we had been going through the process of trying to have him for 2 years already by that point. So it was nice to get that confirmation and to know that we're going to have our family start here soon, and, you know, we're going to be parents.
No doubt, man, and especially with everybody knows your track record. They know, like, how hard you work, right? They know everything that you put in NASCAR and your profession. So hard work and determination is one thing or a couple things that I think you're going to instill into your son. But what are some of the other values you're looking to instill into him as he's growing up?
I think one of the biggest things is the competitive spirit. He definitely has the competitive spirit, but it's, you know, also the grace of losing, I guess. You know, you're not always going to win every single race, so you definitely have to learn how to take the bad races and refocus those and turn them into learning experiences in order to be able to go out there and do better the next time. So, you know, I think that's one of the things is I was never taught to be a gracious loser, so that could be part of it. I also think that it's not such a bad thing to have friends around the racetrack, but you definitely have to know it's weird. You know, I think Richard Petty said this. When every driver puts on their race helmet, there's a switch on the back of their head and they turn off. Mm. You know what I mean? So they seem to turn their brain off on being a human being and they go into competitor mode. And it doesn't matter who's around you, what's around you, who that guy is, whether you're friends with him or not. You want to outdo him. You want to outrun him and whatever. And so it takes until you get your helmet back off before that switch goes back on. And I guess you're human again, but that's kind of an interesting point to try to help Brexton through and understand that you don't have to be that way. You can also be true to people off the track and on the track at the same time.
No doubt. Great value right there. And one of the things that I loved when you guys were renewing your vows, you had Braxton kind of talk a little about the way he cares about wife and cares about you. And we can, you know, we teach them things. We want to be there and nurture them. But when you hear it from his own mouth, right, in his own view, that's got to be like really cool for you and, of course, your wife, just to hear the way he cares about you and the way that he knows that you guys love him. So when you hear like pieces like that and, you know, when you put that video together and it was really cool, as a dad, you kind of feel like, yes, like he's listening and he understands how much we care, right? That's going to be a cool moment.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. No, those are the things that make you as a parent really enjoy the values and what you're doing and how you're raising your children on the things that they can say that they're not taught to say or coerced to say.
Yeah.
One of the other really cool things that you get from your kid is, you know, when they're at karate class or other outside classes and the teachers give you a call and say, hey man, your child was really nice. There was this other kid in class that kind of slipped and fell and was sad and embarrassed and your son walked over to him and lifted him up and brought him back out there and made him do it again and try again and stuff like that. So those things too really just kind of resonate that, man, hey, we're actually doing something right here.
No doubt, man. Yeah, that is great when you hear praise from other people, and especially like my daughters did Taekwondo, and that's such a great sport for them to learn. There's so many good values, so I appreciate that. One more question before we get into racing. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads? Listen to this.
Man, I think the biggest thing is obviously you're going to need patience. You know, the world of understanding from a two-year-old, four-year-old, five-year-old, whatever, you know, is entirely different than what we're accustomed to and the way we were brought up. But man, also the way the world is changing so fast is huge too. So, you know, you try to protect your kids from outside negatives and bad experiences and stuff like that as much as you can. But know and realize that, hey, you have to sit and talk with your children, you know, and you just can't let them go and do their own thing and be their own person. Now, yeah, there's a point that they have to be able to do that stuff, but still there is that time and that interaction with the parent to sit them down and be like, hey, look, you know, this happened today, but really, you know, we need to not let that happen like that. Or, hey, you did this today and it was really, really cool and really, really good. Like, praise them and try to just teach them proper values. Don't be scared in doing that.
Well said, Kyle. I appreciate that. And of course, 2020, crazy year. We're still kind of we're still into the thick of that just with everything that's going on. But talk about from you, you know, competitive guy, how did the pandemic kind of change the way you prepared for last season and now this season as we approach it?
It's definitely changed a lot for me and my race team. Unfortunately, last year we lost out on all the practice sessions and stuff. And that was really the opportunity that I always had that I looked forward to in a race weekend to be able to go out there and prepare my car and get my team all ready to go and set up for what we needed for Sunday. And we didn't have that. So I kind of felt like there were sometimes we'd show up to the racetrack and we'd be behind the eight ball and we'd have to play catch up, where you don't have a whole lot of opportunity to play catch up in some of the races. They go by so fast. I mean, they're long races, but they go by so fast because you have limited opportunities and come down pit road and work on your car at a pit stop. So yeah, I mean, I felt like we had to change in the simulation that we were doing and the things that we were looking at and learning and reading on the simulation during the week that we could better prepare ourselves for the weekend. So I got a whole new group of guys that I'm working with on my number 18 M&M's team for this year. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but I'm looking forward to it. The last time I had a whole new team, we went out and won the championship. So hopefully we can do it again.
Nice, man. Yeah, wishing you guys success this year. One more question before I go into the Fatherhood Quick Five. What is something that you would tell your younger self that you know now about racing? Like when, you know, you were kind of getting into racing at a younger age, what is something that, you know, always hindsight's 20/20, right? But like, what is something you would tell yourself back then that you know now?
I think the biggest thing was to turn the heat down underneath my butt. you know, and what I mean by that is I always felt like there was a fire underneath me trying to make me to succeed or excel or to win every single race and do good. And obviously I feel like that's what got me to the level that I was at. But when I was sometimes going up through, I was making stupid mistakes and pushing myself too hard and trying to take a fifth place car and win with it, or take a 10th place car and win with it. And in all reality, there are times that in our sport, there's a lot of smart people here. And again, you're not going to win every single race. So you have to take the opportunities that present themselves to you and make the best of those opportunities to be able to go out there and race for championships. And that's what really makes champions. So I always had the speed and I always had the tenacity and I certainly wasn't scared. But it obviously didn't quite lead to maybe as much success
early on as late.
Appreciate you sharing that. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one?
I would say Cars.
Nice. Awesome. Do you guys have a favorite song, or is there a band or an artist you couldn't wait to introduce Raxon to when he got to a certain age to appreciate it?
Not really, no. But actually, his favorite song, and it's a pretty good tune, is Revolutionary.
Nice. Cool. Again, not that many people are traveling. You guys, you know, in NASCAR have a crazy schedule, and you guys are traveling around the country. But describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
We love going to the Bahamas. Braxton always talks about that as well, too. He loves going down to the Bahamas and hanging out on the beach and having fun in the sun.
Nice. Different times when fans, you know, are allowed to go in. For a NASCAR fan who's never been to a race, which track would you recommend to them?
I would say going to check out Bristol is always a really good race. It's pretty fun there. There's good action all the time. You know, Martinsville's obviously another really good one, too.
Nice.
I'm trying to think. Like Daytona, Talladega, obviously those ones are... Yeah. The super speedway races, and you really get a good sense of speed and all of that sort of stuff. But it's such a big track that if you have kids and stuff like that, they really can't see all the way around the speedway. So the short tracks are always really good because you never miss out on the action.
Nice. Good fatherhood tip right there. And lastly, top three words you hope your son would use to describe you as a dad.
Oh, man. I guess just being his friend, his buddy, would certainly be one of those. Being a great leader.
Nice.
And teacher to him.
Nice.
Also, and then him saying that that I'm a cool dad, or I'm a fun dad, or something like that.
Well, I think you do got some cool dad.
I mean, you got to be hard on him sometimes. It's not always going to be fun, but you know.
Yeah, I think you got some cool dad street cred, especially with your profession. People, make sure you follow Kyle on Twitter at Kyle Busch, and go to his website, kylebusch.com, for everything on him. Kyle, I wish you and your team success this year. Good luck with everything that's going on. But also, too, not only thank you for what you're doing in that sport, but also thank you for what you're doing so the people that, you know, follow you in this community and in NASCAR and social media, you put a lot of great things about family and fatherhood. And we, of course, here at Art of Fatherhood really appreciate it. So keep up the great work. A lot of people are checking, you know, your stuff out. But when you integrate fatherhood in there, I think that's a great, you know, example you're sending everybody. So I wish you and your family continued success as well, sir. So thanks for the time.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.